I have a little plaque in my office that says, she knew that many were the plans in her heart, but that God's purpose would prevail. And it's from Proverbs 19:21. And I think that's so comforting because it means we cannot miss God's purpose for our lives.
Yeah.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your favorite place together.
Hello, fourth chair friends. We are with you this week for another episode in our Things We Need series. And this week we're talking about purpose.
We're laughing because I've been saying poipus this whole time. You know, I love this conversation because there's always a lot of questions around purpose. What is it? What does it look like? How do we do it? So today's confession question is this: what does the word purpose mean to you?
For me, it means I'm living outside of myself. I'm doing for others more than I'm self-focused. So I think that when it comes to purpose, if I know that I can bring something to the table, bring meaning, bring laughter, bring kindness, that's my purpose, is that it's not all about me. And I think when I shift my attention to others, that's when I feel like I'm living in my best purpose, the happiest place I could ever be.
Yeah, because I think that sometimes people take this word and they put it as a big umbrella over our whole life, as is my purpose is to do this.
Right.
And what I hear you saying is my purpose is to be this.
Yes.
That's a good distinction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like we say, well, if I reach this thing, this next thing, I'm going to be happy. Like for me, if I get this book deal, I will be happy. But knowing all the seasons and, you know, the seasons of hiddenness in motherhood where I was at home and chose to be home. Yeah. And wasn't ready to launch anything into the world. I was, you know, bringing up babies
into the world.
Yeah. And like, that was my best purpose.
Yeah.
You know, like it was such a gift that I got to do that. And so I think every season can be your best purpose if you just look outside of achievements and look for connection with people.
Yeah. Because you can be highly successful and do a lot of things. And then at the end of life, look back and think, I think I might have missed something that really might have been a little more purposeful.
Right.
So, yeah.
I think purpose to me means aligning with God's design for my life.
Yeah.
So if you think about like a hammer, a hammer is aligned with its design when it's hitting nails.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter the project the hammer's being used for, just that it's doing what it was created to do.
Yeah.
And so I think I used to, like y'all are saying, think of purpose as something really specific and mysterious. Mm-hmm. And it was this one thing and I had to find it. And then I would just do it forever. And I think instead it's more fluid than that.
Yeah.
It's just saying I'm going to live in alignment with who God created me to be. My unique version of expressing loving God, others, and myself. And over a lifetime, that's going to look like many, many different things.
Yeah.
And some are probably going to feel very small and insignificant, and a few might feel big.
Yeah.
But they're all equally valuable in God's eyes.
Yeah.
So I think that's been freeing.
That is freeing.
To not say like it's this specific thing, but instead it's just growing more and more into who God made me to be, which he will then complete in heaven.
Yeah.
So there
that's
you go.
That's good. Have you ever had a moment where you're saying something, doing something, or you're just in a moment and you know that you're exactly where God wants you to be?
Yeah.
And that and it's a cool thing when that happens.
Yeah.
That happened this week for me. Is I was sitting with a loved one who's in a really hard place, and we were just telling stories and laughing, and this is my brother. He asked if I would just climb in the bed, the hospital bed with him, and just be with him. And, you know, in that moment, I felt like I was exactly where
God
wanted me to be.
Yes, absolutely.
Was laying beside my brother in the hospital room and just being close to him. And this is the deal. I wasn't bringing any scriptures to that moment. Wasn't bringing any answers to that moment. It was just me laying beside my brother, holding him. And for that moment, that was my purpose.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We put so much heaviness on this word.
We do.
Yeah.
Well, and I think you are such a comforting person by nature, like that you bring peace with you. And so I would be like, you like, get in bed with me. I didn't know that was the whole thing. But you know what? We need closeness when we're going through something that's beyond us.
Yeah.
That just took us by surprise. We become childlike and frail.
Yeah.
And so that was you just being a really good sister.
Yeah. So purpose, when we become believers and he says, come with me, Suze, or Holly or Jennifer or whoever's listening, come with me. There was really no set of instructions there. I mean, if you look in the Bible, we make this really complicated. Yeah, we make really people like jump through hoops to get to Jesus. And that's not what he did himself. He just said, come with me. And as they walked with him in that early church, he taught them in the moment often. And you would see somebody step into purpose in the moment. And so I think that our calling, honestly, is not what we do or what our accomplishments are, but it's listening for his voice and saying yes to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that simple, right?
Right.
Or am I oversimplifying it?
No, I think that that's it. That's what people are looking. They're wanting to make it big. And it's really the little things, all the little things that lead up to that are really big things that we want to minimize, but obedience, like whether it's, you know, comforting someone or taking a meal to someone or, you know, writing this really amazing book or, you know, a great invention.
Yeah.
It's all helping people.
Yeah.
There's no little thing or big thing.
Yeah.
It's just our purpose is what's in front of us right now.
Yeah. God said, love me, love others like I have loved you. That is the greatest commandment.
Yeah.
I mean, it cannot get more simple than that. And we do miss that sometimes, especially in our purpose. If we get so tangled up about it and we feel like we have to make things happen and we have to step on people to make them happen.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Come on now.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you think will help us like stay in our purpose? Because I think that that's where we get in like a really big stress cycle is when we're taking on things that we're not asked of us.
Oh, well,
you know, like if someone said, I need you to go into the kitchen and feed like 60 people, that would completely overwhelm because that's not my gift.
Yeah.
You know, but we want to say yes because we want to be helpful. So what is going to help us live with purpose and not let people push that, you know, what their idea of our purpose should be?
Yeah. Holly, I know you have the answer to this.
I'm just thinking, like, why are we so drawn to the idea that we have one big purpose?
Yeah.
And I think it's something about our longing for significance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it feels like if we have this big purpose, then our life has to have meaning and value and we're worthy of love and belonging. And I think there's a whole lot like going on around that desire for one big purpose. And instead, like what you're saying, Suze, is our purpose is the person of Jesus.
Yeah.
Like he frees us from that.
Yeah.
And he says, like, those aren't things you earn. Those are things I am freely giving to you because you're mine.
Yeah.
Like that's a really freeing thing that in a world that says to have purpose, you have to be famous. You have to be wealthy. You have to be young forever. You have to be seen. You have to all these things that will give you purpose. Jesus says, no, I will give you purpose.
Yeah.
Like that's a total upside down thing, right?
Not
you have to work your way to your purpose, but instead through grace, I give you purpose. And your purpose is ultimately me.
Yeah.
Like that's really freeing.
What if
I don't know if I answered the question.
No,
but
I think you did. What if your purpose is in that moment where the Lord's speaking to your heart? And purpose takes place the moment you say yes.
Yeah.
Like there's purpose.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's purpose. And it may be also in the moment that you say no so that you can say yes to God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because as you were talking, Holly, when we think about significance to who, right?
Yeah.
Like maybe nobody sees those moments that God does.
Yeah.
Because that's the moment you whispered yes. Even if it was hard, you said yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Lord just lit up and said,
yeah,
you know,
there she is.
There she is.
That's my girl.
Yeah. That's purpose.
That is. And I think the enemy of our hearts tries to tell us you're not fulfilling your purpose. Like there's something big out there that missing.
Yeah.
You know, and especially when you scroll through social media, it's like everybody else is doing all the things.
Yes.
And I think that's such a distortion of the truth.
Right. Well, and like that quote that says, if the enemy of your soul can't get you to fall away or sin, he will make you very, very distracted.
Yeah.
And I have been living a very, very distracted life. And I've had to go, no, that's not on me. So I think that knowing that busyness does not equal holiness and that our purpose doesn't have to be all the things.
Yeah.
You know, because it can't be all the things.
Right. And busyness does not feel like a lack of purpose if you're right where you're supposed to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Busyness feels like a lack of purpose when you're frustrated and you don't, you know. Yeah. And maybe I'm wrong on that, but I've been in busy seasons in my life where I have looked at what I have on my plate, and there's a lot of stuff that I piled on there that really didn't have a lot to do with Jesus, had a lot to do with search for significance or filling a need that I think nobody else can fill. And I'm just being honest.
Yeah,
or looking at there and seeing that here's something that God asked me to let go of a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I'm holding on to it because it's my identity.
Yeah.
Because I did it. Well, is that about God? Probably not. It's about me.
Yeah. And I feel like there's somebody listening who's just thinking, I'm not fulfilling my purpose, you know? And so just saying, you are fulfilling your purpose today.
Yeah.
You're chasing toddlers.
Yes.
You're fulfilling your purpose.
Yeah.
If you are retired and loving a neighbor, you're fulfilling your purpose.
Yeah.
If you are creating art in secret and no one even knows it yet, you are fulfilling your purpose. If you're showing up to your job on the front lines right now to help people, you are fulfilling your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like wherever you are today, you are fulfilling your purpose. There's not something out there that you're missing.
Yeah.
It is so good.
It is good. I drove through a window. Well, I didn't drive through a window. I drove through a fast food to get something out of a window for somebody else, some food for them. And the woman who was taking my order leaned out the window, literally, to where she was almost right at my window. And she just said, hey, I need you to know something. I see you.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You know? And then she took a deal of candy and she said, and this, we record a little bit early, so this was around Halloween. And she said, we don't get a lot of kids here, but here, take a handful. I just want you to feel better today. Mm. And I told her, I looked at her, I said, you are delightful.
Yeah.
You are absolutely delightful. And what she didn't know is this is one of the hardest days I've ever had.
Yeah.
You know? She fulfilled her purpose
absolutely
that day.
Yeah.
And we try to make it about something so big. And I think one day when we stand before the Lord, we're going to be shocked at what really mattered.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think about how Jesus said, have faith as a mustard seed.
Yeah.
Like maybe that's to say the big things are the little things.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not about the size of our faith. It's about the size of the God we place it in.
It really is.
He can make the little things into more than we could imagine. He made that encounter at a drive-thru.
Yes.
Into a mountain in your life that you always look back on and draw strength from.
So right where you're at. That's the deal. Is we don't have to wait for 10 years down the road.
No.
We don't have to be out of that waiting season to have purpose right where you're at, whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You do have purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God says his name is I Am, right?
Right.
So he's not in the past. He's not in the future.
Yeah.
Wherever you're standing right now is holy ground.
Right.
Yeah.
And wherever you're standing right now is where your purpose happens.
Yeah. Right. I love that so, so much.
Yeah. So what does this look like practically, especially as we're in the holiday season when it can be really busy and chaotic and all of that? What does just saying each day, okay, I'm going to live purposefully in a season that can be a little crazy.
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Yeah. So in counseling, there's a word called attunement. And that's a tuning in and really listening and hearing and empathizing and identifying with whoever you're listening to. And I really want myself, so I'm maybe giving this advice to myself right now, but maybe it'll be good for someone else, is when I put my feet on the floor in the morning to really just open my heart and say, God, I want to attune to you today.
Yeah.
I want to lean in and I want to hear what you have to say and I want to say yes to it. So help me here before I go into the busyness of my day.
Yeah. I think for me is throwing out the lists and just living, because I'm a list maker and I'm a planner, but I'm a creative. And so I kind of go in this balance where the creative, and I think I just need to find the middle in the season and just live. No more lists, just live, because this season is stressful enough. But that's how I'm going to live with purpose. It's just to pay attention.
So what I hear you saying is you're going to live where you live.
Yeah.
Right. Like right where I'm at, I'm going to live where I live.
And my capacity is really small right now.
Yeah.
And that's more than okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mentioned before, but I do a gratitude journal in the morning about the day before. That helps me see purpose in my life. Because when you're in the middle of it, it's like, oh, I'm just doing dishes and I'm talking to people and I'm getting work done. Like it all just feels so ordinary. But when I pause the next day and look back, I can be like, oh yeah, God was in that moment, or he gave me the words for that person, or, you know, whatever it is. So that I think helps me. And I have a little plaque in my office that says, she knew that many were the plans in her heart, but that God's purpose would prevail. And it's from Proverbs 19:21. And I think that's so comforting because it means we cannot miss God's purpose for our lives.
Yeah.
Because he says we can make plans and we can be human and we can mess up and he's still going to have his purpose prevail somehow. And I don't know how that all works, but it's deeply comforting to me.
Yeah.
And so I think that's another lie that the enemy tries to tell us, that somehow you have missed God's purpose for you. And that is just not true, because he is the one who carries out our purpose. He carries us in the moments where we don't even know what to do next.
Yeah.
He'll get it done.
Yeah. So taking our eyes off of what seems to cause significance, to understand that we're already significant because of him.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I like that a lot.
And Suze, you have a book that will help us with that.
I do. I want to offer just a challenge to you this week. One of the greatest joy stealers is when we place greater expectations on our own lives than God does. So I'm going to ask you to look at that expectation that you have placed over your life linked with purpose. And if it is greater, then love me with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love others like I love you. Then I'm going to ask you to put that down for a season and just tune into the Lord and ask him what he would like for you to do today and say yes to that. And let's bring our faith back to simplicity. And you can find more about that in my book, Joy Keeper. It will help you to look at those expectations, to confront those joy stealers, and live in joy that only God can give.
You were created on purpose for a purpose. You're in the center of that purpose and God's love wherever you are today.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on KLRC.com. You can also join us in our Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite app so you won't ever miss an episode.